can't say how it's happened. You have the mate go. It's happened the way you see, but something to get with the next man. The guy called me up and said, like, he's new to the neighborhoods, I guess. What did he say? You know, wherever he lives. His looking for Rob was very, very patient. Yeah. And, like, answer very, very basic questions.
Did he
like,
his number?
What did he say? Whose number I gave him? Okay. So, because basically, he said he makes, like, very, very, very basic mistakes. And he's looking to say, my understanding is like out of his basis. So like, okay, well, let me hear. Well, give me, can I have, if you don't mind, if you're not embarrassed to share your mistake, you can just share your mistake with me. He said, yeah. He said, like, he's been, like, having tashmish, and he's, like, been seeing Dhamma on himself. And he just decided, like, oh, say this, less than a gris, not bad. Huh? What?
Okay.
What?
Mistake
is
that he's seeing it, but
he
shouldn't be looking for it.
Oh, wow.
Huh?
Send it.
Send it, you
can't. I'm going to found the robot.
Yeah, I can't find it. Anyhow.
What's the child?
No, there's no child. He was seeing... both ways. Like, last night, somebody called me. They brought me, let's say, 2 maras, 4 maras, a whole bunch of maras, like some of them, whatever, gets it else again, the guy to the neighborhood. And then, what happened? I usually don't look at my phone during night, so I try not to at least. I just checked it and they're like, aimless calls. What? I checked, yeah, it was, yeah, so that guy, what happened basically? His wife went to the mikveh. She had a kesem in the mikveh. And the one short back. No, it's not. She's wearing white underwear. Mistake number one. Okay? She's wearing white underwear. That's mistake number one, right? Right. Once she finished the Heineken. What? After in the mikvah. She went to the mikvah.
Or she finished.
No, as she was getting dressed, she said she had a kesem. So she showed it to the mikvah lady, and the mikvah lady said, I don't know, I'm not a rav, I have no idea, I have no clue.
But two of the mikvah were colored?
What?
Two of the mikvahs were colored?
No. Once it passed Heineken. Just like, you're good to go. Get to, so she had. She was wearing white, and she had like a, you know, she had like a mara. I mean, a kesem, I'm sorry. Showed to Mikvah. Mikvah said, "No, I'm not a rav. You know, go show to a rav." So, she, you know, she left the, you know, left the mikvah, and wanted to bring a kesem. Now, the kesem was like maybe a dot, basically the kesem. How much is that? A dot. What?
Kesem.
What is that?
After the mikvah,
does
it have to be ready
table? What did I say? Before she's typing, no, she didn't go to mikvah, because she can't know if she go to mikvah. I'm saying.
Oh,
before. She's sure.
More than before, Rebbe has to answer his phone, but he can't answer.
No. but,
No?
What did I say? It's Parkins with grist. No, but wait, send it. Parkins with grist. So it was Parkins with grist, the gratter was like beige. It was like shummed up. I wasn't even like started off to be a shy. I don't know what's around the mikveh lady. I mean, it's not the mikveh lady because like some mikveh ladies are rabbanit and they paskin everything and they paskin them katzitzas and sver shaylas and rabbanim go crazy. They're like, I don't know what you're doing. I'm like, a lot of times I'm not shy them. Some mikveh ladies are trained like don't paskin anything. So this is like the other flip side of the, you know, you have to try to find a healthy balance. But I'll find them. But let's say it'd be a mashu red. What would happen then, Sunday? What would you say?
Do
you let them have tashmas on the mikveh if they saw them?
No.
You have to wait for the
Chazanish.
What do you say?
Chazanish.
Yeah, okay. Do a bedika, ask her. What do you say?
Whoa, I'm going to. It is an eight step, they're not going to.
Why would not? Why would you give that eight step? She's staining. You just gave it eight step. Okay.
Even though it's like very not old.
Fine, anyhow, okay, fine. Okay.
It's not the days of revenge. It's not like the Chazanish is saying, Barak, what time
when
you
were there? You see, you can't say I'm a genius. You can't say the next time, oh, I see down. Oh, how should I know if you can see? You can see.
It's the best of who to not see after minimum.
Oh, wait, no. Is he staining now? No way. Hands off. Staining. Nothing. Nothing. Okay, well, I thought I want my shayla and get back to us again. Just got a little sidetracked on the way. But once it's been told, I want my shayla was a guy called me. Also, like, he's on the lockers. Can he bring me over Mara? Wasn't whatever or Kesem? I was like, what's the issue? He says, Shver's in town and they're taking us all to a hotel. Hotel. And. What? And. There's no TV in the hotel. And basically she's staining and there's only one bed. What did he say?
Just stating.
Depending how much it is, we would have to see what it is. Don't say just fine. We have to die. Is she Otzer or Mutter?
Okay, so just stating his Mutter, if it becomes the Matzah of Mutter.
Somebody calls up, wait. Mitzvah Mevigdaya. Somebody calls up Rabbi Frankel. I'm just staining, and I'm going to tell. I'm just staining. What do I do? You have to walk. What means just staining?
Exactly.
You're just staining. Might be the guy in the mikveh. It's gray and it's a mashu. Or I've had just staining being like, I don't know, like, I don't know what their period is, but like whatever. You know. Whatever. It could go either way. So you have to see what it is. Okay. So Lamaisa, she was usher. She was usher. And she's going to the hotel, and there's only one bed, so what do you got to do?
Ask her a couch.
The floor for a reason.
If it's a heavy bed.
What do you say? So kids, you sleep on... Basically, you got to sleep on the floor. I can't sleep. I don't know. What do you say? What's the first shiloh?
How do you proceed? What do you...
I called him this morning.
He didn't happen last night. I don't think he just told me in general. He just said in general. He's looking for a very patient and also whatever.
How would you proceed with the child?
What do you say? He's like married like 3 weeks. I don't know. He doesn't know the basics. Lay there. Okay, fine. Later. What do you mean if you see Dam Akhatak?
What would we tell him? If you go to Rav, say, I see Dam on the Rav.
So he's so Ezzy, what would you tell him? See Dam Akhatash, is that the rice of the Rabbanan? That's a dinner of Vedika. Passes the rice. Okay, so we have to check it. So right Dam Akhatash was maybe Mitzvah one day, maybe not. Okay, bye.